It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Wednesday all across the great state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Birthday today, Colin Molding from XTC. He turns, if my math is correct, yes, 57 years old. I'm sorry, 67. 67 years old today for Colin Molding. My math was incorrect. And making plans for Nigel, early XTC. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We're joined now by Carol Markowitz, columnist at the New York Post. You can also find her on Twitter at Carol with a K, K-A-R-O-L, on Fox News, Fox Business all the time as well. Carol, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Over at the New York Post, nypost.com, your most recent column, Too Little, Too Late, Disband the CDC Now. Dissolve the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is how the piece begins. But Carol, who will tell us what it's safe? Who will tell us when to wear masks and when not to if the CDC is not around?
That's right. I don't know who will tell us that we can finally come within 6 feet of each other like they did just last week. It's kind of an interesting thing that we wait for this agency that has failed at every level throughout the pandemic to let us know what's safe. But there's a lot of people who do. And when they announced new guidance last week, there were a lot of voices on Twitter saying it's too soon.
Can you imagine that? Unbelievable.
No, that's
right. Is this, did COVID break the CDC? Was it already tainted? Were there problems in the past? How did this come about?
So, like a lot of government agencies, I think that their mission should be small, but is instead quite large. They actually are just in charge of too many things, too many policies, too many suggestions. You know, as I mentioned in the piece, you're really not supposed to be eating your burger other than well done, according to the CDC. Now, I don't like my burgers well done, so I just ignore their advice. You're not supposed to eat sushi ever. I love sushi. I'm going to continue eating sushi. Your steak has to be you cannot have medium rare. Medium is the least temperature your steak can be. So they used to have all of these kind of suggestions for us, but those suggestions were not made into heart concrete policy. And what changed in the last 2 years is that we treated them as if they were God, as if their word was law. And it's really unfortunate because a lot was lost listening to these people who were wrong at every turn and who had made so many mistakes that they never corrected and were so politicized and corrupt. That's really the thing that I think people should take away from it, is even if we forgive them the mistakes, they were blatantly corrupt and giving power to special interest groups like teachers unions.
And that has all led to, as with many government agencies and organizations, this loss of trust.
Absolutely.
Because they were wrong, because they refused to tell us why they were wrong, because they refused to update guidance for months and months, if not years. What good is the CDC without trust? What good is an organization that is advising you on healthy things if no one, or a vast majority of Americans perhaps, do not trust the information coming from that organization?
Well, that's exactly it. Because we've been lied to for so long and so much during this pandemic, I think it really is a giant break of trust with the American people. And I don't like that. I'm pretty, middle of the road on this kind of thing. I think that we should have government agencies that we can turn to and believe. When they tell us to vaccinate, our children for various things, I want Americans to, trust that they're not saying that because they just happen to buy all these vaccines. There has to be a level of trust in our public health that is simply missing. And that's why we need to scrap this and start over, because this agency is not trustworthy. American people do not trust this agency, and I don't blame them.
Isn't the rate of vaccination among young children, under 12, I don't know what it is, but it's incredibly small, 5%, something like that.
Right.
But the CDC says do it. This seems to be to be the strongest evidence. I mean, everyone wants to protect our children. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And so if the CDC says do this to protect your children, and 5% of Americans are doing that thing, that seems the strongest evidence of all that the organization now has no trust and is not worth the paper they're printing.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That the American parent has heard what they had to say and said, no, thanks. I don't believe you anymore. And again, for the COVID vaccine, the parents are right. But what about other vaccines that the CDC, you know, will push that will be effective for kids, that make sense for children? I think so many parents are not going to listen to them on that either. And that's a real problem for us.
Carol Markowitz is with us at Carol on Twitter and also New York Post, nypost.com for the new column on disbanding the CDC. So if the CDC is disbanded, and we'll say that's probably not going to happen in the very near future, is there a need for a national governmental health organization to do those duties the CDC used to do?
Well, I think if we continue to have the CDC, then it needs deep reform. I don't understand why Republicans aren't running on this. I don't understand why they don't realize that this is a winning issue, that Americans are fed up with this health agency that has been wrong, that has lied to them, that has, you know, sold out to these political interests. And I think that it would be a real winning interest for Republicans to point all of this out. But for some reason, they want to kind of move on from COVID, which I get, because as a country, I think we are moving on from COVID. At least many states are. Maybe not the deep blue ones, but we still need to have some accountability. And the fact that Republicans aren't pushing for it is, in my mind, a real problem. So if disbanding this agency is not realistic, which maybe it's not, but it should be, it needs some really, really serious reform, or we're going to have public health crises based on this distrust.
Carol Markowitz, you can read her at the New York Post, also see and read her at Fox News, a contributing editor at The Spectator, and also occasionally in The Examiner. You can't turn around and spit without hitting something written by Carol. You can also find her on Twitter, at Carol, K-A-R-O-L. Highly encourage a follow there, too. Carol Markowitz, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on
Thank you, Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. That's Carol Markowitz. She's fantastic, at Carol, K-A-R-O-L. On Twitter. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve as we roll through hour two of the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.